Are you a small black-owned business that wants to move to the next level? Are you looking for a business mentor, office space, access to markets and funding? Do you want to learn business strategies to help you build a sustainable business? Then the Black Umbrellas Incubation Program is for you. Visit www.blackumbrellas.org to find out more. Black Umbrellas, developing Africa's future black businesses together.
Wonderful day to you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Tax FM 107.2, your favorite local radio station in the capital of Pretoria, that is. Today I'm speaking to two inspiring entrepreneurs who have done incredible work. They run a business titled Rakuma Creatives. They're both directors of the company, and it's Kutso Masha and Tabiso Hamane, respectively. Kutso is a director, general, and marketing manager of Rakuma Creators with 12 years' experience in the business field. Tabiso, on the other hand, holds multiple certificates in business management and has been a director of Rakuma Creators as a graphic designer and branding the company since 2013. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me today.
Good morning, James. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Incredible. Look, the pleasure is certainly mine. I'm really excited to chat to you. More about your business. Let's take it back to where it began. How did you guys come about the business, and why this particular business?
I think the business chose us, basically. I was creative from back in school, and I became a freelance graphic designer, and later on I met Tabiso, and became with Rakuma, and then we just took the business to a whole new level. And that's how we came about, and we just decided to amplify what the small scale we're working at, and just start creating as a proper business.
And just to add on that, you can just say that the business itself was started by our passion for, the passion for Kutso for graphic designing, and my passion for the marketing side and exploring new opportunities and everything. So that became easy for us because he does the marketing. I mean, he does the graphic design and everything, and then all I have to do is bring in the work, and he just sits and does the work. That's how we got into formalizing the business and everything.
Wonderful. Now, if I'm listening and I'm wondering how best can your business help me? What services are you providing? What products can I benefit from your business?
We pride ourselves with being a turnkey branding solution. Basically, we offer range from your basic graphic design, designing, printing, media buying, and printing on large formats, and branding of offices, stuff like that. So what we do actually is, we give you a platform for your business to shine. That's what we do.
Your branding ideas and everything. That's what we pride ourselves in.
Absolutely. Amazing. Amazing. It's important that you mention that, because really the first interaction somebody has with the brand is how it looks. And you basically help them to look good to their target market, which is very important.
Yeah, through that. That's what he's saying, after sitting with us and explaining your whole idea. And not just about the client, but also about you as a business owner, what you want or how you want your business to look and feel. And once we sit with you and get that, we can just bring that alive, That's one thing that's core with us.
Where did you hear about Black Umbrellas, and why did you join their programming and their offering at the incubation?
It's quite a funny story,
I feel like I'm going to be giggling after the story, huh?
Actually, Black Umbrella found us. That's what you can say. We didn't find it fun.
So the business found you, and Black Umbrellas also found you. Man, you're called for this business thing.
Yeah. So what had happened is that the previous general manager, Ms. Chabalala, she asked me if I know anybody who can quickly design a poster. She had a new tea party for her friends and everything, you know. And we did that. I spoke to Kuto, and Kuto did what he does best. He brought the idea to life. And she loved it. You know, she was blown away. Like, yo, you guys really produced this, you know, exactly how she wanted it. And, you know, it was just upset how she wanted it. So she asked us if we can maybe also design, but they were actually moving to a new office. So she asked us if we can design the look and feel for their new offices, you know, in Hatfield, because they're moving from one building to another. So I, Kuto, being the man he is, took up the challenge, and we designed the offices. And again, they were blown away. I remember the original manager was still Ms. Galash and Ms. Vanella.
Yeah.
And then Vanella then told us that, you know what, please, can you please give us a quote on how much it will cost for you guys to actually do the 10-key, you know, please design and brand the whole building. You know?
Wow.
That's the whole office space. And it was amazing, and we were taken aback by them into giving a special small business as us to such a responsibility, you know, to brand the whole offices. You know, this is something major. There was a major project for us. So we took it upon ourselves and we did it. A couple of stumbling blocks along the way, but they were patient, right? They were very patient with us. And as we were busy branding the place and, you know, designing and having meetings with them, the previous general manager, Ms. Chabalala, sat down with us and said to us, you know, guys, look, we see that you have something working here and you have so much potential. You know? How about you let us help you grow it and formalize it, you know? Let us help you make turn this into a genuine, not saying that the business is not genuine, then, but then let us help you turn this into something that's going to last forever, you know?
Yeah.
That has a 10-year, 15-year plan, you know, not just a 3-month plan or anything, you know? Let's join the program and let's help you guys, you know, because there's so potential. And we didn't agree at first. You know,
yeah.
I didn't go into the program. We went back home, we sat around, and, you know, Kuto said to me, like, my guy, we've been in the streets for too long. How about we just do it? You know?
Yeah.
And that's how we actually joined the program.
I hear sustainability came into the business. I hear that you took action, which is certainly important. Sustainability is something that Black Umbrellas has certainly made you aware of, particularly with your business model. I wonder what else they are doing, Black Umbrella, specifically in assisting you to be the business you are today.
You know, with us, like, as Tavisho said, we've been in the business, but, you know, it wasn't run formally. Just, you know, at times, you know, you get a big job, and that was that one job. And,
right.
We, you know, hop from this to that. And, you know, at times you'd miss opportunities because the company wasn't fully compliant with this and that.
Mm.
So now coming into Black Umbrellas, you know, they, like the first 3 months of the admission, stage, you know, they ask you to clearly articulate your value proposition. And that was one thing that we had to sit and just think, what actually are we offering and how are we going to offer it? You know, that for us was something, and, you know, we had to sit and create a business plan, a proper business plan, with a 5-year and a 3-year plan.
Sure.
And I think we just decided to do that and just follow it to the T. And that has been something that has been running, you know, that turned us into a proper business. And we've been getting opportunities to grow left and right.
Wow.
Because, in the past, you know, you get something, but then you'd miss that, you wouldn't have a accreditation in this and that, and that was, you know, how Black Umbrella had that moment. Just to turn this Central Kuma into, you know, a proper business.
Like a Kuma that it is today.
Yeah.
Compliance. That's what I always say, you know. They taught us that, and they are, when coming to business, plan, you actually had to stay, you know, and that's one thing we struggled on, but then we finally got it right. Because you have to do it yourself, you know, you have to know your business.
Mm.
And that's what they were stressing, that, you know, you have to know your SWOT analysis, your weaknesses, your strengths, you know, your gaps and everything, you know, where you're going wrong, where you might go wrong.
This show is brought to you by Black Umbrellas.
Well, I want to congratulate both of you for trusting Black Umbrellas in formalizing your business, which is sometimes entrepreneurs have a very tight connection with their business, and sometimes, you know, it's difficult to allow that input, and for you to be open to that is certainly commendable. Now, if somebody's listening thinking, well, you know, Rakuma Creatives sounds like a really good company and they're doing well, what is your advice as directors to other businesses who are looking for support?
You know, for us, I would say, you know, back then we think the only support you get was funding. You know, we always think that if you get a funding for 1 million or 100K, that would mean that you are a proper business. But then coming into Black Umbrellas, we realized that not everything is about the funding. And it's best to prepare your company first, you know, make it a proper business so that whenever you have opportunities like this, even if there's funding, you know how you're going to exactly use the funds for. And, you know, at times, you know, you get these funds and without having financials, without having your proper structure, a proper model, and, you know, you're gonna just waste everything, you know. And you think that you're in control, but then at the end, things just go wrong.
You don't know even when you go wrong.
Mm.
True.
You know, but, and the other advice would be, you know, we as small businesses, we take compliance lightly, you know? And that's one thing that's a stumbling block between us and the opportunities out there. Being with funding with this bank, or, you know, funding with your NYDA or any other funding institution, you know. You might find that the only thing you need for that loan or for that grant are your financials, and Black Umbrella offers that, you know.
Yeah.
Now we know our financials and we know where you are wasting money or where money can reach income, which who is our biggest client, you know.
Sure.
Because you sit down with your workbook and physically do them every month and can see where you're going wrong and where you're going right, you know. So as small businesses, you need that. You need that helping hand to guide you, you know. And many of us as small businesses, you know, when you hear Black Umbrella or any debate, you're thinking of procurement opportunities and whatnot. And instead, it's Black Umbrella lays the foundation to prepare you so that you can be able to take advantages of any opportunities that come your way. So that's what I would advise my team.
Thank you for that. That's certainly very insightful. Black Umbrellas has sort of brought in some more tighter financial controls into the business, which is certainly important, and a lot of compliance, which is too often neglected by some entrepreneurs. But that's sort of the controls that they've brought in and the contributions they've made. And your vision moving forward, where do you see the business going in the next, what's next for your business in the next couple of years?
Right now, we're growing, the business is growing steadily. And even coming from the pandemic, we are slowly bouncing back, and you know, we steadily growing the business into a, you know, just a large scale commercial business.
That's good.
We actually have also plans into playing around the media and digital field, you know, media buying, digital. Oh. Yeah, you know, because that's one field we want to actually diversify, and, you know, we want to play in that field of media buying, because something that we've been doing a lot now.
Yeah.
And actually, this is where the world is going. You know, everything is doing technological. We want to form a platform where you can advertise, billboards, digital billboards. And this is where we're going. You know, that's our plan. That's our long-term plan. The online and everything.
Glad to hear that you've got a plan. Also glad to hear that you have a vision that is so grand for this business. I'm excited to see how it will play out. It will certainly be a success, as it's been a success already. You will continue in those strides. Now I'm wondering if somebody's listening and they're thinking, hey, I would love to get in touch with Rakuma Creatives to help me. How can people get in touch to get some of your services?
They can get us on our website, www.rakuma.co.za, and also they can dial us on 081-383-7247. We also have social media platforms which they can engage us on, and that's Rakuma Creatives for both Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And they can also go onto those platforms to see some of our work. And, you know, just get us there, yeah.
Like and share our page, too.
Absolutely. That's always important. Interact with the page. Gentlemen, absolutely. Well, Kutso and Tabiso, thank you so much for just sharing your insights about your business, as well as what's happening in your industry. And certainly, I can hear the excitement. I can hear the forward thinking that you both have. So wish you well. And we know South Africa certainly is in dire need of more entrepreneurs who are like-minded.
Thank you for having us.
Incredible. The pressure is certainly mine. Those are the directors of Rakuma Creatives, a company making an impact in South Africa and certainly doing well. And we will follow their journey closely as it unfolds. That's Sucks FM 107.2.
President Cyril Ramaphosa once said, empowering black businesses, particularly your small, medium enterprises, is absolutely essential if we are going to transform and grow the economy of our country. Contact Black Umbrellas today and ensure the successful development of your business.